John Whitmer in studio with us this week. And John, you were out with activities yesterday.
I was busy yesterday and wrapped up my day out at the Sedgwick County Fair. My wife and I walked in the parade, so it was a balmy 96 degrees, but it was a good crowd.
Good.
Very enthusiastic crowd for the first day of the Sedgwick County Fair at the parade. And it was a huge crowd, very enthusiastic, lots of fun, parades. We had a bunch of political candidates out there, Sedgwick County Commission candidates, and Chase Blasey, our state senator out there, my state senator was there, and just a lot of fun folks. And then we went down to the fairgrounds and had a little funnel cake, and it was great.
I was going to ask you if any vittles were involved.
There was some vittling. There was some vittling involved, even though I'm trying to lose weight and have been somewhat successful, although last night I kind of broke my...
When you're at the fair, you don't...
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
Dietary restrictions go out the window. You got to enjoy the fair.
And you walked in the parade in 96 degrees.
That's true.
That burned off something.
Yeah, yeah. I probably burned off a little bit of my funnel cake, but no, it's great. You know, I really recommend if folks are interested. It's a lot of fun today. They've got some great events out there today. Obviously, the 4-H stuff. They've got some fun events, a Barnyard Olympics, and obviously the 4-H things, and then tonight, the Pride of Texas Carnival will be out there. Fair's Got Talent is the it starts tonight. The Ranch Rodeo, the Nail Biters. So they've got a lot of good fun things out in Cheney, and it's only 15 minutes down Kellogg. So lots of fun.
Very nice. Will you be going back?
Probably. I'm sure my wife and I. Like I said, it's only 15 minutes out there. It's inexpensive. And, you know, it's a lot easier. I like going out. We enjoy going out to the state fair, but that's Hutch. And this is such an easy little trip straight out to our Sedgwick County Fair out in Cheney. And it's in my house district. So a lot of my friends out there, people who voted for me back in the day. And so it's kind of homecoming for me a little bit.
Once again, that's in Cheney, and that is a 4-day event. It opened yesterday and it runs through Saturday night. So check it out. It's a good time. Hey, another good time. What about going to the National Baseball Congress World Series coming up later this summer? And we've got a chance for you to win tickets to the NBC World Series. The keyword is STRIKE, S-T-R-I-K-E. Just text that keyword, STRIKE, to 20357. Message and data rates apply. Each text entry gets you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see some NBC World Series action. How do you get it? Once again, text the keyword STRIKE to 20357 for your chance to win tickets to the NBC World Series. It's 6:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we are underway here on this Thursday morning. We're already to Thursday, July 11th. Independence Day was a week ago today. Man, time just continues.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, really, that we're almost halfway through July.
I always feel like once July 4th is over, the rest of the summer is just like a roller coaster going downhill.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's Labor Day, and you're like, where did my summer go?
I mean, I noticed this morning my wife and I, as we were getting ready to have a little coffee before I came in, and Fox News was reporting 4 days to the Republican National Convention. And that was, I didn't even realize how quick that's coming. Yeah, I've got friends who are already there. I was talking with a friend who is already in Milwaukee because she was part of the platform committee. And that was like, wow, I can't believe that starts on Monday. So, and that's a little different for me because I'm usually at the Republican National Convention. This will be the first time in three conventions that I'm not at the RNC. But even that is just, you don't realize how quickly these things will come. And then, you know, that points out the fact that early voting starts in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to vote, you got to register. Registration deadline for voting is the 16th. So this is really, you know, then you got primaries are coming up and 1st of August. And I mean, your summer's here, folks. Kids are already back. If you want to, you know, kids are what you reported earlier this week that open enrollment has already started for fall
online. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's,
and first day of school is just a tiny bit more than a month away.
Right.
So it's, here we go.
We're already well into it, so, which is fine because I'm ready for the 100-degree temperatures to go away.
It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now let's take a look at what's going on in sports We'll hit some baseball action going on, and we'll start out with the Kansas City Royals. A brief two-game series in St. Louis, all played on the same day. After they got rained out the night before. Doubleheader, split doubleheader yesterday. The Royals at the Cardinals. You heard both games over on 98.7 and 1240 KFH. Boy, it was a good day for the Royals. They won the afternoon game 6-4, so that's good. Not easy to sweep a doubleheader in the big leagues. And in the nightcap, the Royals kept the offense going. You heard, like we said, you heard the games on last night on KFH.
No balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fastball line through the left side. It's a base hit into left field. Just past Crawford. Isbell rounds third base. Speeding to the plate. Throw home. Couple of bounces. Safe. Contreras missed the tag. And Frazier winds up all the way at third. Aggressive base running from Kyle Isbell, who never slowed down rounding third base. He scores on Frazier's opposite field single. The Royals lead 4-2 in the top of the fifth.
And the Royals go on to win the nightcap, 8-5 for the doubleheader sweep. Hey, that's a three-game winning streak for the Royals. Salvador Perez, the all-star, he hit a home run in both games. So, in the doubleheader, Perez goes 3-for-7, a pair of home runs, 4 runs driven in. Nice. Okay, last year the Royals finished the year with 56 wins. This year the Royals already have 51 wins. And we're not to the All-Star break yet. Nice doubleheader sweep for the Royals at St. Louis yesterday. It's another day off today for the Royals. They will continue on the road for a huge series visiting the Boston Red Sox starting tomorrow. Guess what? These are the two teams right now that are fighting for a wild card spot. The Royals are a half game behind the Red Sox for a wild card spot. So this is a big series coming up in Fenway Park starting tomorrow night for the Royals after a day off today. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge. Boy, they have had a struggle this season against the Springfield Cardinals. But not last night. Yeah, the Wind Surge wins at Springfield for the first time all season. Beat the Cardinals 7-3. 2,000 fans at the game in Springfield. Wichita kept the foot on the gas for the final few innings against the Springfield bullpen. Wichita scored 5 runs in the final 3 innings to get that win on the road. And one of the big factors, the leadoff hitter, first baseman Luke Kuechel. He was on base 3 times. He was 2-for-4 on the night, and he's batting .307 on the season right now. Good for your leadoff hitter, the Surge, Luke Kuechel. And got some good pitching from Kyle Jones as well. He was the starter, and he went 4 innings, only gave up a run, did not walk anyone. Jones with a 1.29 earned run average this season for the Wind Surge. Hey, Wichita in the win column, right back at it at Springfield tonight over in Missouri at 7:05 this evening. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. It's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. It is 6:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we have a traffic and weather update on the way. And, you know, the old deal of counting sheep to try to get to sleep? Does that really work? We'll find out on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's coming up next on Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.